More and more people are looking to have God in their life. However, many people still want it on their terms. There are those who believe that God is responsible for everything that happens out here in the world. And so they're looking for favor from God. They want God to give them the good things and to prevent anything bad from happening to them. These are the people who, after searching for peace and satisfaction from relationships and jobs and having children and perhaps making money, now realize that there's still something missing. They're not yet fully satisfied. Then there are those who have had a difficult life and feel that they have never had the opportunity to better themselves or better their families. And so they're looking for God because they feel He has turned away from them. And so they're looking for Him to come back to them and hope that He didn't leave because they had done something to anger Him or because He was punishing them. Now, in these cases, sometimes the pain is so great that people turn to drugs or alcohol or even violence to deal with the emptiness that they feel. Then there are those that are angry at God. They don't believe in Him. And at times, they believe that there is evil and a devil. Some people believe that if we suffer here on earth, that when we make our transition into heaven, that we will be with God. So they bear the heartache, the pain, the suffering, the troubles, in hopes that one day they will be in paradise with God. Finally, there are those that are mindfully searching for a spiritual life. And they try many different religions and spiritual beliefs. They even take trips, perhaps, to a holy land, or try techniques like memorizing affirmations and then repeating them and repeating them, or visualizing and repeating that over and over again. They use the mind to create things in their lives. They feel they are good people. They pray and treat others with respect, but yet they still don't feel any closer to God. All of these people are looking internally for fulfillment, that they will bring them peace of mind, joy, love, abundance, and other blessings. A lot of these people look in the external for all of these things. And so many people are hoping that their lot will change. Their experiences out here in the world will change so that they will have better experiences. They will have the joy and the love and the peace that they crave for. The question is, how do we define God? This is an important question because we will seek and search for the God that we define. Divine science teaches us that God is omnipresence, that He is the one and only presence, and that He is found not only in everyone, but in every place, everywhere, and that He is the only infinite good. God is the divine consciousness of all being. And yes, He does fill all space, all souls, and all things. There isn't anywhere where God cannot be found. As it says in Psalm 139, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there also." In other words, God can never leave us, and we can never leave God. Although, in consciousness, we have turned away from God. God lives within our being. He is always always available to us, always accessible to us. We turned away from him. We turned away from our good. The one and only presence and power and wisdom that there is the Father within. He is infinite, which means that his wisdom, his love, his joy, it has no beginning and it has no end. Therefore, there can never be a devil or a Satan or any evil of any kind. We were created perfect by God, for we are of God. We are his children and we are heirs to his kingdom and his heaven. In God's presence, there is no pain, disease, poverty, evil, loneliness, fear, danger. There is no inequity of any kind. For his attributes of love, abundance, joy, and peace can never change. They are eternal. And these attributes are not dependent on what we do or what we say. For God just is. And nothing can change that. For he will always be God. In fact, the universe is of God. God knows nothing of the human experience, of the human condition. Therefore, he can't change anything in the human condition, for it does not exist for him, and it does not come from him. So we need to stop trying to perfect the human condition. For even when we are able to do that for a little while, it will change again and again and again and again. Because we do not have a consistent conscious awareness of our union with our Divine Father. Now, we may get glimpses of God from time to time in our experience, but we have no idea what those glimpses really mean. This is why Jesus' healings were called miracles. Most people do not know or have a clue as to how Jesus healed or multiplied the loaves and the fishes. Some thought he was a magician. Others thought he was actually God himself. And still others probably thought he was a con man. Regardless of how Jesus was seen by the people who were witnesses to his healings, they all were interested in the results, the loaves and fishes. They did not understand the spiritual principle and the truth that he was trying to teach. Even the disciples were puzzled when in the boat he stilled the storm, for they said, and I quote, "What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obeyed him." They yet, the disciples, did not know that it wasn't Jesus, but the Father within who was doing the work. It is our belief in being separate and apart from God that keeps us from experiencing all that God is. This sense of separation means we believe deeply in our hearts that there is a power equal to or more powerful than God. Many of you know that our heart is the center of our feeling nature. There are many references in the Bible about the heart, which is a sign of its importance in our spiritual work. We learn early in our spiritual work that we must be very, very careful what we accept as true and real for us. Our emotions, when expressed, makes the statement or action more cemented in our experience. So it is very important to protect our thoughts and heart from attachments to people, places, and things that keep us living in the human condition. What we feel about strongly will be real and true for us, whether it is about God and the things of God or the external world. We get in life that which we accept as our own. The pure in heart have no fear, for they know that there is only the presence of God. God is the spiritual substance of all invisible and visible. It is said that the heart is but the visible expression of an invisible center of consciousness. That which we believe to be true is found in our consciousness and does become our experience. An idea becomes real for us once it is accepted by our heart. This is why we have to protect our thoughts and protect from accepting ideas that are contrary to God, His truth, and His principle. We are told in the Bible that we are to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. An emotional thought captures us and sets in motion as the cause and effect of our daily experiences based on the belief that evil or error is real. We cannot be pure in heart if we are filled with ideas and concepts and thoughts that focus on anger and hate or any other negative emotion. God gave us the spirit of peace and love and joy and happiness. Psalm 19:6 tells us, and there is nothing hid from the heart. So whatever we hold in our heart cannot be kept a secret, for eventually it is known, experienced, and expressed. Yet when our heart is centered on right thinking according to God's principle, it is that which is of God which is expressed. Psalm 19:8 tells us, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. As we unfold spiritually, it is God's light that gives us the spiritual vision so that we are no longer moved by things of the world, but by the Word of God. One of the Beatitudes that God gave us through Jesus, is blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. To be pure in heart is to observe and live by the God principle. A God principle is that we are to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. In other words, God must be first in mind, always. God created us, and all that is true of Him is true of us. Putting God first means to turn to Him consistently and constantly to dwell in His silence. For when we dwell with our Father consistently, it is then that we will know His kingdom in heaven out here in the world. Because it is then that God's presence goes before us, making all of the roads straight, filled with His blessings and His grace. Jesus also said that we shall love thy neighbor as thyself. We must be able to love all, regardless of what they appear to be, whether it's a family member or a colleague or a boss or someone that we consider our enemy. It means we understand that they too are a child of God and that God's love will express to us, to them, if we are still enough and quiet enough. God expresses through a consciousness that has the realization of His divinity. Until our heart is filled with love for all, we cannot truly love God, see Him and develop a relationship with Him, or be a vehicle or instrument for His expression. God is the one good found in all, regardless of what a person is appearing to be, is doing, or saying at the moment. The reality is that our job is to turn to God and let His love flow through us. We need not judge what someone else is doing. Instead, we know in our heart and mind that each finds themselves where they are by right of consciousness. And at any moment, anyone can turn to God and surrender to His love. When Jesus was on the cross, He had two men also on crosses next to Him. One of them sort of made fun of Him, and I paraphrase, basically said, "All right, so you're with God, so why don't you get us out of this?" The other one, however, said to Him, and I quote, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And then Jesus said to him, "Verily I say to thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." This man recognized that God was real and that Jesus, as the Christed one, would ascend to God's kingdom. We too must recognize and believe that not only is there a God in the kingdom, but that God's kingdom is ours, as well as that of every living soul, regardless of where they find themselves. Whether they know it or not is not relevant to what you think and what you see. Our heart must be pure. In the Bible, we are told, "Clean in me, create in me a clean heart, O Lord." A clean heart means that we cannot accept or believe in duality. To believe in good and bad means we do not have a pure heart. In James, we are told, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." A double-minded person believes today things are good, but tomorrow they are bad. A pure heart knows only God and that which is of God. When anything that is not of God appears, the pure heart knows that's an appearance and it has no power. Only our fear can give it power. We cannot have any doubts about God. Our faith must be strong and steady. It must be with us at all times. When an appearance comes to our experience, we must turn within. And I've been asked, how do you do that if you're driving in a car and somebody cuts you off? When you get to a red light, you stop. You close your eyes. I guarantee you, someone will let you know when it's time for you to move on. This is why we pray the silent prayer. This is why we commune with our Father, Divine Presence. We do this daily, if possible, throughout the day, turning within to our inner being to be still with receptivity to listen to God. As I tell the students of the meditation class, you don't have to sit for 30, 40, 50 minutes at a time. You can sit for minutes, minutes, minutes throughout the day. And the time will come when you will have developed that habit of being still and being with God. Be patient with yourself on this process, but do it. Do it, do it, do it. We all know that what we focus on will grow in our experience. That's just basic metaphysics. While we are still in our spiritual unfolding process, things are going to come our way. And we may wonder, what was I thinking or what was I keeping in my heart that brought this challenge to me? Let us not get hung up on why something is happening. Sometimes, as I was told once, sometimes something happens and it's like that bell. Remember, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, although the church was just across the street from my house, but when it was time for Mass, the bells would go off, and I knew I have 2 minutes to cross the street and get to Mass. When something happens, some challenge, something that you feel like Where is this coming from? Don't worry about that. It's the bell going off that says, you know, it's time to be still. It is time to be still. It only takes a moment of reaction for us to get ourselves involved in the human stuff that goes on all the time. So let's not worry about such things. It is at those times that we have to be still. And you can be still without even closing your eyes if you happen to be outside. You can be still on a grocery line. I have. Sometimes the line's long. You can be still when you're sitting waiting for an appointment of some kind. In fact, I notice in waiting rooms, I see people close their eyes. Or maybe they're sleeping. I don't know. People can think you're sleeping. It's okay. It doesn't matter what they think. It matters what you are doing. We of our own selves don't have the power to do anything about the external. Our only power is to turn within, to turn with the Father, to listen to Him, to follow His principle. We are here to surrender to Him. Because when we surrender to Him, just like Jesus did, when He went to the wilderness or He went to the mountains, He was surrendering to the Father. Because when we surrender to Him, we will then be able to hear His guidance. We will know where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do. Because we will have those feelings. They will come to us. He will speak to us. We are to be still and be still and know that God is in our midst all the time. I know sometimes something happens and we think, where is God? What happened? He is always with us. In fact, He is always with everybody. And I'm learning that when we are still and others see that we are practicing the presence, that also encourages them to do the same thing. It is the presence of God that will transform our consciousness from one that is cemented to the external, to the human condition, to our conscious realization of our life with God. Being still and keeping our heart focused on the divine is the most important thing that we will do if we really want to know God and have God be in our conscious awareness. This daily practice will slowly remove the veils from our consciousness to reveal our true place in God's kingdom. The pure in heart will see God because they turn to Him over and over and over again with joy in their hearts to know God and to know God only. This morning, we have an opportunity to be still and to turn to Him. Will you join me in our closing meditation? If you feel comfortable, close your eyes. Just still your body. Let go of all the things that have consumed you. Just be still. Turn to that presence which is within. That presence is the light in our life. It will guide us to where we need to be and what we need to know. Our heart will be pure for when we have a relationship with God. It is He, His wisdom, His joy, His peace that is with us. We will look at appearances and see God and know there are no appearances. We will love our neighbor as ourselves, which means that we will love all, for it will be God's love that will come through us to touch the hearts of others and give them peace. Let us be still. Father, we are ever grateful for your presence here and now. Thank you for your love and your peace and your wisdom, for your divine spirit, which lives us. And we will continue to turn over and over again to you, to know you, and to know you only. For this, your spiritual understanding and your divine presence in all, with all. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord shines his face upon you. He gives you his peace and love and lifts your consciousness. Amen.